Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis for our message this evening are Jesus' first words from the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Our Lenten journey begins tonight. And any journey, the way you start it, has an impact on the rest of your journey. It's always important to start properly and in the right direction. And so we do tonight. As we hear this first word of our Lord, we're starting in the proper direction. Because in this first statement that Jesus gives from the cross, he reminds us completely and totally what his death on the cross is about. It's forgiveness. It's all about forgiveness. And so that's where we start tonight. We look at the forgiveness that our Lord offers and who that forgiveness is intended for. But it's no accident that the first words that Jesus speaks from the cross is, Father, forgive them. It's a powerful word of forgiveness, right? That is directed as even he is nailed to the tree. But this is what he came to do. He came to earn forgiveness in a world lost in sin. Sin entered by the actions of Adam and Eve. Was passed on from generation to generation. Psalm 51 reminds us that we are born and conceived in sin. All of us. And this is what Christ came to undo. What happened in the garden. To undo sin. Sin brought death, and by the death of Christ, sin will be undone. But our Lord doesn't just simply say, Father, forgive them. He continues, they know not what they do. Now, true it is, for those who are crucifying, they were just doing their job, were they not? For many of them, they'd done it before. This isn't the first criminal that had been crucified by Rome, and he wasn't going to be the last. They saw Jesus most likely as just another criminal. They couldn't possibly conceive that this was the Son of God, that this man was innocent. No doubt they thought he wouldn't be here unless he was guilty. They couldn't possibly understand what they are doing. But even in a deeper way, how could they understand that they were taking part in the plan of salvation? This was necessary, and their actions were necessary. God planned for this to take place, and they have a role in it. How could they possibly understand that what they were doing was putting someone on the cross who would bring forgiveness for all sins, even their own? How could they understand? And also then, as we hear this, we are to be reminded that this applies to us. We don't always fully understand. As we begin this journey, it's important to see that our Lord is the one who is in control. As we go further on and we see what Jesus says and the actions that are taken by others, it may seem like Jesus is a victim, but he's not. He's there because he wants to be. He's there because he needs to be. But we don't always know what we are doing, especially when we come to sin. Oh, we have an idea. We know sin is wrong. I don't think anybody would say differently. We can even understand that it's rebellion. But how often do we really consider what sin really brings and the full weight of sin that is upon us? Isn't that what this night is about? Sin brings death. Isn't that why you have ashes on your forehead? We are dust, and to dust we shall return. This is what sin has brought us. That we are fully guilty of all that we have done, and we deserve nothing from God except his judgment. We are, in effect, dust. And we often lose sight of it because we minimize sin. We don't think it's that bad. We try to compare it with others or make it less than it is. But you can't during Lent. You come to face and face with what sin really is. Sin brings death. And that's why we need forgiveness. And so we hear Jesus say, Father, forgive them. But who's the them? Who is our Lord praying that they be forgiven? The immediate context seems rather simple, right? It's got to be the soldiers there putting him on the cross. It's got to be those who put the cross up. Those who are doing the execution, certainly our Lord is praying that they would be forgiven because they don't know what they are doing. But I think it's broader than that, isn't it? Isn't it all who have a role in putting Jesus on the cross? Doesn't it include
Pilate, Herod, Caiaphas, all those who had a role in his arrest, his trial, and his sentencing. But we don't normally think that way, do we? How often do you really consider that when God, Jesus says, Father, forgive them, that he desires forgiveness for Pilate and for Herod, for Caiaphas, even for Judas? His desire is that there would be forgiveness for all people. He's praying for forgiveness, and it's rather striking. Jews and Gentiles, Romans and Israelites, freed and slaves, men and women. There is no distinction. They are all the same. He's praying for all those who had a role. And tonight as we stand here, he's praying for you. You had a role. Everybody who sins has a role. Because he's on that cross for you. For your sins. He's dying and allowing himself to be executed because he loves you and desires that you would be forgiven. Isn't it that desire that puts him on the cross? Isn't it that desire that keeps him there, that has him? Because his desire is for all people to be forgiven and to be loved by him. That is his desire. And that's what we receive tonight as we gather together in his presence. I got the privilege of announcing to you that you are forgiven. You're going to come to the Lord's table where the Lord himself in his flesh and blood will bring you forgiveness. This is what the cross is about. To bring about forgiveness. Forgiveness for you and for me. And this is our journey this year. To look at Jesus' words and see that this is for us. This is a great place to start because it focuses our attention where it needs to be. First and foremost on Christ. It's about him and his sacrifice. Our attention is on him throughout Lent. But it's also a reminder why he's there. It's a reminder that he is there for you. It's a reminder that as we take this journey together, all that we see Jesus do, all that he speaks, all that he says, all that is done, he does for you, that you would be forgiven. It's for you that you'd be part of his kingdom now and forever. That instead of just being dust, but that you would be brought back to life eternally. That Ash Wednesday is not the end, it's just the beginning. The ashes are not the final, but a resurrected body with the Lord is. That's the journey we are taking. And that's the journey that we have for now and forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guide our hearts and minds to true faith, to life everlasting. Amen.